I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Please be advised. This podcast contains explicit language and mature themes.
This is The Shadows, Episode 2. Realist.
Introvert.
Why do I feel alone all the time anyway?
Sleep well, okay?
Okay,
we'll see you in the morning.
Well, who doesn't?
Charlie, if we kiss, would it ruin everything?
I don't know. Do you know anybody who's ever expressed the feeling of pretty constant, not feeling isolated?
What is the deal? Like, it feels like we're kind of, I don't know, it feels like the beginning of something.
I was a happy kid growing up. I grew up in the suburb of Montreal. There was a lot of grass and lakes, and I had lots of cousins to hang out with. My dad was a teacher. My mom was an architect. I have a younger sister who's sometimes pretty annoying, but otherwise she's okay. It was a pretty easy life. As a kid, I really liked art. My mom had wanted to be an artist before this whole building design thing, and she taught me how to draw. I was that kid who'd carry around a sketchbook and I would draw on the playground while everybody else was playing kickball. Yeah, I was kind of like the school art mascot or something. I had this teacher, Madame Welsh, and she'd send me out into the hallway with pencil, crayons, and big sheets of paper and tell me, go be creative. I actually won the school art award in grade 6. I still have it. My mom was really proud of my art. She put my drawings up all over her studio, and she'd actually show them off to clients, and she'd say, this is Charlie's. He's going to be an artist someday. And it was really nice. I guess I always wanted to be like her. Until one night, I'm watching porn on the family computer when MSN Messenger pops up with a message from some dude who's clearly doing sex stuff with my mom. That's when my dad moved out. My mom got really depressed. She took a leave from work. It kind of fell on me to take care of things. At that point, I had to make my sister's lunches and clean up all the little bits of Ritz cracker ground into the rug.
Okay. So that's all really interesting, but can we get back to my question?
Sorry.
How did you get into puppetry?
I think I wanted a sense of belonging, so I started creating these worlds around me, and I fell in love with the characters. They became almost like friends. They gave me some sort of control over the world around me.
Well, Charlie Park, thank you for sharing your story with us, and it's a pretty incredible one. You've revolutionized puppetry, you've traveled the world touring the show, and you're only 28. So tell us what's next for you. What are you working on now?
Just taking it one day at a time, working on some stuff that I can't really talk about yet.
Lucky that I found such a tall gentleman to operate that, because Adri, who's
there's like performing objects,
like 5'10",
yeah, performing experimental object performance, so needed, like, performing
so
objects,
one guy
all that, and then there's puppetry,
head,
and puppetry
like
is.
This.
We're in my studio. I lent the space to my friend Becky for the afternoon so she can practice for her show. I said yes, maybe because it's easier for me to work on other people's stuff than my own. Becky begged me to work this big puppet with a girl I've never met. Her name is Caitlin. She has curly orange hair and a long yellow jacket. The kind only tall people can wear. I don't know. She's flirting with that guy over there. People who flirt with everybody kind of make me uncomfortable. I wonder how many people in this room she slept with. Probably at least half of them.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
How are you?
I'm well.
You're my partner.
I am. I'm Charlie.
You're Charlie. Good.
Nice to meet you.
That's a good name.
Thanks.
It's cute.
So is...
It's almost like you guys are like the shadow of the puppet.
Okay. Yeah.
She wraps her arms around me in a way that I've only ever been touched by people I'm dating.
Hold me a little tighter.
Okay.
With this sense of familiarity that feels...
Tighter?
Inappropriate or something.
Yeah, it's good.
That's her.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'm good.
I stiffen up.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
She's not wearing a bra.
1, 2, 3, 4. Step on his feet?
I shift my arm and keep my hips a safe distance away from her hip.
1, 2, 3.
I wonder if there's a special commune for people who peak before 30. Former child stars. Vanilla Ice. Popular high schoolers who bully nerds and then work at Starbucks after graduation, while the nerds go to Ivy League schools and begin dressing less sensibly and more stylish. I wonder what life would be like on that commune. There's probably a lot of farming. We'd all be on paleo diets. They take away my contact lenses because they're man-made and I'd be screwed like Piggy from Lord of the Flies.
And you're off rhythm. Take your breath. We go again. 1, 2.
No one would know that I died from a heat stroke trying to procure parsley from the communal herb garden, because there are no telephones on the commune. No internet, obviously. But there's Bobby, the former linebacker. I'll bet he'd be good to me. He'd carve a simple wood headstone with a shard of obsidian that he found in a cave nearby. Epitaph would say something like, "Here lies Charlie Park, puppeteer." Yeah, puppeteer. Had one great puppet show.
Charlie Park's breakout
Charlie
performance.
Charlie Park brings puppetry to the forefront of art.
One of a puppetry kind.
An emerging artist has emerged.
Couldn't seal the deal. Rest in puppet. It's so pathetic. God, if I could only just finish this stupid puppet show.
It's like the right and the left side of this puppet is like two completely different operators. So like, I need your energy to be like a little bit...
The Henson Foundation gave me $100,000 in 2 years to make a puppet show. It's like a wet dream for most puppeteers, and I can't even glue a piece of fabric to a stick.
Hi, this is Marty from the Henson Foundation calling. Just checking in to see where your project's at, so give me a call back when you can, okay?
I have nothing. I am fucked.
Caitlin, you're off rhythm.
I need a smoke.
Okay, take a break.
Every fucking day I tell myself this is the day I'm gonna make some progress here. Make a big dent in this project. And every fucking night, I realize that I've made no progress whatsoever that day. I've gotten nothing done. But today, today is the day. I feel it in my bones. Today's the day. I've got this. Go team. Here we go.
Fuck you.
Why am I on the Home Depot? I'm just
gonna sit on all these New Yorkers until they're sociopolitically irrelevant.
Yep, that yogurt's expired.
Fuck it. The chemicals are cheaper and we're all gonna die soon anyway.
I think I can tell just by looking at somebody that they have a frozen pizza in their freezer and that they're going home to make it.
I would like you to turn off the alarm.
Pull all nighters. You sleep 10 minutes every 2 hours.
Which alarm would you like me to turn off?
All of them.
People who buy those ones with the self-rising crusts so that they can actually feel like they made something.
For fuck's sake.
There's no need for that.
I think that's a special kind of delusion.
Back to work.
Visible cloud of disgust and shame.
Oh, shit.
The meeting.
Shit. It's completely space.
that Caitlin? She's actually pretty good.
Oh my god! Hey. Rehearsal guy!
It's me,
Charlie, right?
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
And you're Caitlin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Are you...
I've gotta go.
Holy shit! I've heard you on the radio.
You're famous.
Maybe I could show you something? I don't know. I know that you probably get that a lot, but...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
I'm so bad at saying no.
Tomorrow? Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, that I really gotta get this train.
Oh, shit, yeah. Have a good day, and I hope your meeting goes well.
For fuck's sake.
Hi, Charlie. This is Marty. Are you coming to this meeting? It's already 6:30. I'll be here till 6. Give me a call back when you can.
Maybe I should just sleep. I'll just go to bed right now. Set my alarm for like 4:37 a.m. or something.
We should scream.
What?
Yeah, let's scream.
Okay.
You wanna?
Sure.
Okay.
But what if we get in trouble? Like,
no one's gonna scream. Care. We can just yell out after we scream that we're totally okay. It's fun.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Have you ever wondered how to fuck a mermaid? You don't fuck a mermaid. A mermaid fucks you. Charlie, wake up.
God. Oh, God.
Charlie! Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just have to move these things. I'm procrastinating because I'm nervous. Can you close your eyes?
Okay.
I'm nervous. I've never shown this to somebody, and I'm like, I really respect you and your work, and I'm feeling a little shy. So I'm just gonna set it up.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you when to open your eyes, okay?
Sure.
Once upon a time, there were several human animals who lived in a place that they understood to be their home.
Her work's really good. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. It seems there's something kind of forced about the way that you seem to be relating to that story.
Right.
So like the mermaid thing that I saw, uh-huh. I've never seen anything like that. It was completely, yeah, it felt like this complete performance and it was really weird and whimsical.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing.
Is it okay if I just stay here and like, work on it for a little while you're just here? It's just easier because I brought all the stuff here.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Charlie. This is Marty from Henson. I'm disappointed you weren't able to make it to the meeting, man. Give me a call back so we can reschedule. Thanks.
I worked on the new draft of the thing, of the play. Can I show it to you again? Can I come over again? I really want to show it to you.
The only friends I have really are the ones who, for some reason, keep calling me despite the fact that I constantly decline to hang out with them.
I want the piece to be sort of about indecisiveness.
And ignore all their attempts to get in touch with me.
Hey, Charlie, there's a puppetry movie on in the theater right now. Call me back.
But I guess even the most generous and interested people have their limits, and I guess what it all comes down to is I just don't have any friends, except for my puppets, except for my work.
People will listen to puppets say things that they won't listen to people say. Mm-hmm. For me, it has like a lot of radical political potential, you know?
And I guess, except for Caitlin.
Do you want to like go out and get a beer? I feel like we deserve it.
Yeah, I got a really early morning tomorrow.
She kept at it for longer than anybody else ever did.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh. Hi, Charlie. Call me back.
Just a little thing.
I'm helping her on her project, which has actually been kind of cool and fun.
How's your thing? Do you have something to show me?
some of these
can
are...
Can I pull them? No, I can't.
Yeah.
Am I breaking it?
Well, some of them make drones.
I fall in love at first sight a lot. It's kind of my way.
I'm in an open relationship right now, and usually I like it, but it tasted kind of funny this time. He likes to get a little rough, kind of sadistic, pushy,
great
like,
sex.
Like, I enjoyed myself.
Me and Megan broke up.
He told me that he wanted to turn me upside down and, like, make me into a cum dump.
We say that we love each other to each other, even though
him
like,
fucking
obviously
me
we don't.
In these really dirty and awful ways, while also fantasizing about, like, me being the mother of his children. Walk me home?
I would really love to, but I'm going the other way. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I think love is kind of like religion. It's easy to poke holes in the idea of it, but you can decide to have unflinching faith in it.
I caved. I let her in.
One of my struggles in dating has been like this knowledge that I won't fall in love with anybody.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm?
Let's make a fort.
A fort?
Yeah, let's make a fort.
Why a fort?
I've already started, actually. I need your help because I think that you're better at the structural integrity piece.
No, sorry, you can probably tell I'm a little distracted.
No, let's make a fort.
No.
I feel like you need a break.
I've been doing it in the mornings, I have to get it done.
Yeah, I know, but please.
Hey, Charlie, really need an update from you here. I've left you a few messages and I haven't heard back, so please give me a call back.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make a fort.
Ready?
Yeah.
In a fort.
No one will hear.
No one will
hear.
One man.
A little scream.
And one woman.
You're a great singer. I think you have a real talent. This is quite. Oh my! Oh my!
Oh, you fit so. You fit so nice. Oh.
I'm digesting you.
No, I'm gonna eat you.
I used to be so beautiful, and now I'm just a mangled man.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of 6 darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Charlie, give me a call ASAP. We really need to talk. Charlie, I'm at the bar around the corner from your house. I'm leaving tomorrow. You have to come and celebrate with me.
Yeah, why are you putting your finger in the candle wax?
I don't know. I just like the feeling of it. Come on, do it. It's cool. Feels good.
I can feel my finger touching hers through the wax. It's just a slight touch.
Hairs in your fingers being singed off?
I don't know, maybe I like that too.
Is this the kind of touch that a stranger would assume is a kind of touch between friends?
What's your masochism?
Or is this the kind of touch where someone would assume that we're fucking or intimate in some way? Kind of like it. You could make a game out of this. If I have hot wax on my pinky finger and you have hot wax on yours, will they stick together when they touch? Doesn't stick. What if we put more wax and hold them longer?
I think I know what
you're asking. No, still doesn't stick. Okay. More wax, longer, and we blow lightly on them until it cools. Still no sticking.
I think that your masochism is your perfectionism.
What if, and I guess this involves us staying really still, what if we just poured wax over them and stay as still as we can until the cocoon forms?
Oh.
It worked. Stuck. But then we moved, and it cracked.
No, wait. I know what it is. It's not the perfection. I mean, perfectionism is masochism number one.
Okay.
I think your masochism is like your crippling sense of duty, you know? Like, I think that you like are overwhelmed by... Okay. Actually, can I just stay here with you? Nice underpants.
Thanks.
Can I sleep beside you? I don't want to sleep by myself.
This is nice.
You're really good at snuggling.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I wanted to fall in love. But what is love anyway, you know? I used to think it was about growing old together, merging into one person, being in our power couple, like Marina Abramović and Ule.
I'm leaving you.
But you already know how Marina and Ule ended up.
You're
to actually disentangle, they had to walk 2,500 kilometers towards each other on top of the Great Wall of China just to break up.
What? Polyamory is the way of the future.
I kind of think relationships are like that. Traveling all this way to meet someone where they're at.
I love you so much.
And then you get there and, I don't know, make out for a little bit and then you go your separate ways.
I need someone who's more like me. Should we get up? Okay. Come closer.
That feels nice.
Have you ever had a face massage?
No, I guess not.
There was a woman. I just met her. And she gave me a face massage. Crazy. So intimate. Like the forehead. And like, she pulls your ear. And you're like, your jaw. She said true love is when both people feel like they're the lucky one. I remember that.
I guess that's sweet.
Charlie. If we kiss, would it ruin everything?
Like everything in the world?
Who's gonna do it?
Both of us, I think we have to both of us kiss, or that's not okay. Really kissing, huh?
That's true. At the same time.
One, two, three.
Do you like breathing? Do you like hand jobs?
Hand jobs
are my favorite, me too.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm serious. Do you like spit?
Spit's good.
Yeah. You hate dirty talking.
I do.
Yeah, me too. Are you gonna look at me while I'm coming, okay? Just look me in the eyes.
I'm
I don't know, I just don't really want to go on a big long trip and wonder the whole time what this was about, you know? And so I guess I want to tell you that I like you. Like a lot. And I want to know what the deal is.
Well, I feel like this version of myself that I kind of want to be when I'm with you. And also at the same time, I guess I'm a little bit worried and nervous about hurting you or about getting hurt myself. I just don't know if I see us ending up together.
I had a nice time and I have to go.
Yeah,
my flight's in now. I think I feel pretty much the same way.
Oh my god. Okay, bye, Charlie! I had a really good time. I'll call you! Bye!
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
You there? Hi.
Hi, Charlie?
Hello, yeah.
Hi, this is Marty.
Oh, hey, Marty. It's good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey. We're pulling your grant. I've left you several messages, and you haven't hit any of the deadlines, so it's over.
What do you mean it's over? I'll get you something tonight. I have.
It's too late. The decision has already been made.
I have stuff.
Look,
I can send you stuff tonight.
There's no more time. Right, you've ran out of time. It's not up to me anymore. It's not up to me. It's out of my hands.
Charlie Park makes a mockery of the art of puppetry.
Charlie Park brings puppetry back into the dark ages.
Charlie Park and experimental bullshit. Go to hell.
Hey, Charlie. I'm having a great
Charlie
time.
Park
I've been actually traveling all around the East Coast. The festival was amazing. I went to Newfoundland. I went to Cape Breton. Yeah, anyway, I'm thinking of you. Can't wait to see you.
Hey.
Oh my god, you picked up. You never pick up. How's it going? I'm back.
Yeah, it's okay. You want to come over?
Definitely.
Caitlin comes straight here from the airport. She's bleached her bangs. They're super blonde. She's wearing a red sweater and her cheeks are all blushy.
Charlie. Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah. I need an enthusiastic kiss.
Caitlin?
Yeah?
You may kiss my mouth. May I kiss your mouth?
You may kiss my mouth.
We've mutually consented.
I want you to be on top of me.
I like it when Caitlin stays at my place.
Can I stay again? I'm having fun.
Please stay.
Okay, I'm staying.
She stayed, I think, one.
Should I go home?
Stay.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
I feel like my roommates are starting to get a little bit concerned that I don't live there anymore.
You don't. I don't know. I've lost track.
Oh, coffee!
We haven't been outside in 2 days.
Can I come in?
Yeah. I like how she goes into my dresser and takes out my boxers without asking and then wears them around the house. I like how they look on her. She sits on the floor of my studio topless, painting sets for her next toy theater play.
Hey, Charlie!
Until it's time for what she calls a makeout break.
Makeout break? I want to say I love you, but I feel like it's too soon.
I think it might be too soon.
I know. You're having it.
And when she gets cold, she wears a sweater with nothing underneath.
I like your sweater.
Thanks.
I want you to fuck me.
I want you to fuck me. Should we roll the dice?
I haven't seen it before. Where'd you get it?
I got it when I was traveling. Does that mean I'm your girlfriend?
Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
Okay. You met him while you were traveling?
Yeah, we met him.
Oh, I would love to do your laundry.
Is it because I'm smelly?
No.
Okay, good.
I like doing things for you. Oh.
I don't know.
I'm doing some laundry. Do you want me to put that sweater in this load?
What are you humming? What are you humming?
I'm trolling on your sugar. Okay, ask me.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
That face.
I have to tell you something.
Okay. What?
This was episode 2 of The Shadows. Follow us on Insta and Twitter at TheShadowsCBC. This episode was written by Phoebe Wang. It was co-directed and produced by Caitlin Prest and Phoebe Wang. Charlie was played by the incredible artist and now incredible actor, Mitchell Akiyama, You can find his work at MitchellAkiyama.com. Huge, eternal thank you to Radio Royalty Terry Gross, who appeared as herself. You also heard the voices of Tanya Springer, Becky O'Neill, Jesse Orr, and Max Kelly, Cecil Fernandez, Olivia Pasquarelli, and Yasmine Maturin. Special thanks to Mitch's very special daughter, Finley Akiyama, for letting us use a recording of her music. The titles of our first two episodes reference a book written by the great Esther Perel called Mating in Captivity. If you're interested in some of the ideas that this radio play gets into, you should check out that book. Our team includes Caitlin Prest, director and real-life mermaid, Phoebe Wang, senior producer, Sharon Mashihi, that's me, editor, Yasmine Maturin, associate producer and selects pulling genius, Olivia Pasquarelli, digital producer, Shani Aviram, composer and music magic maker, Arif Nurani is our executive producer, Tanya Springer is senior producer of CBC Podcasts, she has her shit together, she keeps us on schedule, and Leslie Merklinger is senior director of audio innovation. She is the one who made this show possible. She told us yes, and she let us do it, so thank you very much to Leslie. Our advisory board is Dylan Ghosh, Muj Zaidi, and Jonathan Mitchell. Special thanks to Greg Wong and Ray Dooley. Okay, so now I do a ham version.
You know, for this part, because it's boring, rip it, rip rat.